From JMO Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
So that number from Australia means that they're going to move, doesn't it?
Could do. Yeah. Hey, it's taken a couple of days, but we're back to talking about inflation again.
Yeah.
How good is that, eh? Everyone's favourite topic, but it is inflation across the Tasman. Yeah, they're happy. Inflation is moderating. So headline inflation, numbers released yesterday, rose 0.2% in the December quarter. For the 12 months, headline inflation is running at 2.4%. Remember, we're a little bit lower, a little bit closer to 2. Now, the headline inflation number, unfortunately, over there is a little bit misleading in this case because it was flattered. It was flattered by falls in electricity and fuel, and state and government rebates are mucking that up a bit. So the market tends to look at other measures of underlying inflation, which they call trimmed mean inflation. 0.5% for the quarter and 3.2% on an annual basis, so running a bit higher than that headline inflation, but that was a touch under expectation. So take the step back. Headline inflation at the last read, 2.8%, it's now 2.4. Trimmed mean inflation falling from 3.6 to 3.2. The RBA had forecast that at 3.4, so 3.2 is quite a good beat of that forecast. Now getting increased calls for some interest rate relief. The RBA meets a little bit later in February. Remember, their cash rate sitting at 4.35%, so we could see a 25 basis point fall there to 4.1. Softening housing market over there, that was a factor, Mike, so that's helping rent inflation sort of soften. Now, the RBA aims for a midpoint of their target band, which is 2 to 3%, so their midpoint 2.5. So their underlying inflation, it's not quite there yet, still a bit higher than that, but we did see a nice little rally in Australian interest rates yesterday, so inflation moving in the right direction there.
Very good. We're standing by for Powell today.
Yeah, we are. So staying in the central bank world. Mike, potential for some fireworks later this morning, though, Mike. Not on the cash rate itself. The Federal Reserve announcing that latest review of the Fed funds rate at 8 o'clock. So we've got to wait a couple of hours. But no change expected in the actual rate. But all eyes, obviously, on commentary from the chair, and particularly at the subsequent press conference. Now, this is potentially the first sort of public showdown between Jerome Powell and President Trump. Now,
but didn't we go through, Andrew, didn't we go through this last time, 2016 through 2020? I mean, he goes, the rates are going to come down, and then he says, I'm independent, and that's how it plays out, isn't it?
Yeah, but do you or do you not feel that Trump is more emboldened in this term? So, you know, will he put more pressure on Powell? Powell's already shown that he's sort of quite well, he's capable of sort of withstanding that. The thing is these public announcements so far are potentially going to add to the inflationary pressure. I mean, tariffs will potentially be inflationary. Yeah. So that potentially makes the Fed cautious about the future track of interest rates. Now, Mike, you don't have to go very far to find commentary about the potential for a higher Fed funds rate, for hikes. Now, that would be red rag to the Trump bull, wouldn't it? Now, I think the Fed will adopt a wait-and-see approach. I mean, Powell will, as ever, be reserved. He'll be professional. Then we'll wait with interest to see any riposte from Trump. But you're right, we have been here before.
Yeah, exactly. Which brings us to our own Fed and Paul Conway, who's the chief economist in a speech yesterday. Geez, that was dour, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It wasn't great, actually, if you read it. It wasn't market moving, but we haven't heard from the RBNZ since November, so a reasonable degree of interest. Look, the speech is worth a read, Mike, and obviously you've had a quick look at it. Discussion around neutral cash rate, potential output growth, productivity. The neutral cash rate, they're saying, that's one that's neither contractionary nor sort of stimulatory. The range there, 2.5 to 3.5, pretty wide range. The RBA, they said they'll feel their way on the journey down there. Some interesting comments on productivity, potential growth. We do have challenges there, Mike. We do have challenges.
That is true. What are the numbers this morning?
So the Dow Jones is up small, up 22 points, 44,873. Unfortunately, the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ, they have weakened a little bit, awaiting the Fed. The S&P 500 down 18 points, 6049, and the NASDAQ down 113 points at the moment, 19,620. That's a little over 0.5%. Last night, the FTSE 100 gained 0.25%, 8555 is there. The Nikkei was up over 1%, 39414. The Chinese market is still on holiday. The ASX 200, they cheered the RBA, the inflation number, up 0.57%, 8,447. We also surged, well, we didn't really surge, we limped through the 13,000 mark on the NZX 50, 13,003, 0.35% gain. Kiwi dollar, 0.5651 against the US. 0.9076 against the Aussie, 0.5425 euro, 0.4545 against the pound, 87.71 Japanese yen. Gold steady as at $2,750 US dollars, and Brent crude $77.40.
Sensational as always. See you tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, JMI Wealth.